Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. Thank God, as the scriptures say, and as we always say, this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that He woke me up this morning and started me on this glorious day. He didn't have to do it, but He did. And that's why I want to give Him the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Let me hear the worshipers!
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
it's to our God. your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Every praise is to our God. And one good thing about it, we know without one shadow of a doubt that God, he deserves the glory and the honor. Well, I want to welcome you to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show on this Friday. Thank God for Friday. You know, I never forget one of my dear friends. We used to be at the Colonial Life Arena painting. He would always come up with a day, and he would say, Friday is fabulous Friday. Glory to God. Well, I guess we'll say that today is a fabulous day, and whatever you're going through today, remember, this is called Fabulous Friday, and just keep your head up and know without one shadow of a doubt that our God is on your side. You know what? It means a lot when God is on your side, because when God is on your side, the Bible says, who can be against us? You know, I thank God for many times, you know, sometimes when you go through things, you don't see yourself coming out of it. When you look at the circumstances, when you look at things and how it is, it doesn't seem like there's no end to it. You know, it's like that commercial, the lady said, I've fallen and I can't get up. Have you ever went through something and it feels like you couldn't get back up? Well, I want to encourage you, as long as Jesus sits on the throne and as long as you got the faith to believe him, you will rise again. So if you ever feel like you've fallen and you can't get up, remember that God has the power to lift you up wherever you at. And it doesn't matter what you're going through, get your head up. And remember, every praise belongs to our God. Well, I thank God for every one of you that have been tuning in to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It's a blessing to be here once again, and also to see so many people that have been listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And I send a very special shout out to those overseas that listen to our radio program. If you're overseas, I want to thank you, because you didn't have to listen to us. I thank you. Out of the United States, those that are out of the United States, we thank you for listening to us. And those that are in the United States, we thank God for you listening to us on our radio show. Now, let me remind you, tomorrow we will be on at 10 a.m. in the morning. That's 10 a.m. And we will be having our 4th of July celebration. We got our 4th of July music ready to go. And also, we will be having our inspirational message that we will be preaching. And hopefully, we'll be able to get a few people on to talk about what do they feel about the 4th of July, Independence Day. Well, let me tell you, when Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood and got out of the grave, he made us free. Thank God for freedom. Glory to God. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So join me tomorrow, Saturday, at 10 a.m. in the morning. And then coming up, we will be having Sundays, early morning Sunday worship, where I will minister the word of God and play worship songs, praise and worship. On Saturday, we play quartet. And on Sunday, we're going to be playing praise and worship songs where you can really get into the very presence of God. For in his presence, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there is pleasures from evermore.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh,
anybody ready?
Oh,
ready for his glory?
Oh,
if you are sick of a life,
oh,
let me tell you the story.
Oh,
every place that's dark,
oh,
he will bring it to light.
Oh,
hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh,
see, I include myself.
Oh,
I cast my own stone.
Oh,
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh,
I can see my wrong.
Oh,
but I'm here by grace.
Oh,
Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Hold that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage.
Oh,
and let church begin.
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Oh,
and first he's starting right at home.
Oh,
no more miracle water. Calls for money and fame.
Oh,
see, everybody got a title.
Oh,
yeah, but do you know your name?
Oh,
if we humble ourselves, people,
oh,
fall on our face,
oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's the peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. Much of you as I can take. Give me that. Give me that. And I choose you today. Cause I need you today. I can't get away. See, there's no escape. See what you've done to me. I'm not the same old me. You took away everything. Now you're my everything. Of man, and sovereign God who predestined creation before time began.
I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill.
Yeah.
And he's the God who wipes my tears and provides enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me that
give
God.
Me that God, that's the God I'm talking about.
God?
Give me that. Give
Let's
me that.
Go.
Give me that. I'm at a loss of words now. Oh, I'm so happy you make me happy now. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Yes, give me that joy that I can't explain, that peace that eases the pain. You know, that's what we need when we're going through. We need some joy in the midst of our sorrow, in the midst of what we're going through, and we need that extra peace that eases the pain. Give me that. I don't know about you, but that's what I want. Hey, glory. I want that joy that I can't explain. When I'm smiling and people thought, look at me and said, you should be crying, but I'm smiling. Even when things are going from bad to worse, that joy that I can't explain will cause me to have midst in the midst of my pain and suffering. And he'll give me that joy that I can't explain. And a peace that eases the pain. Well, I pray that God give you that joy that you can't explain. That's my prayer for you this afternoon. And that peace that can ease the pain. You know, nobody knows what you're going through but yourself and God. And sometimes when you're home or wherever you're at, dealing with the problem and situation, sometimes that's what you feel like. I wish I had something to ease the pain. Well, God is the one that can ease that pain by giving you peace. Peace that passeth all understanding. In the midst of everything you go through, he can give you that peace. All you got to do is ask him. You know, a lot of times we don't get it because we don't ask. The Bible says you have not because you don't ask.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody all over the room, open your mouth and worship him. Lift your hands and bless him in this place.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, yes. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve. Come on, y'all got it. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Then we simply say, you deserve. Simple, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord, you deserve it, Lord. Yeah.
You
all of the glory, yeah.
All of the glory,
everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory,
y'all got it now. Come on, say it. Oh,
Yes, you deserve it. Who deserves it? God himself. He deserves all the glory, the honor, and the praise. You know why? Because he's been better to us than we can ever be to ourselves. And not only he's been better to us than we ever be to ourselves, but he is worthy to be praised. And I'll tell you right now, amen, every time I hear somebody talking about how God is worthy, it just makes you want to lift your hands and give him the glory, the honor, and the praise, because he do deserve the glory. He's a wonderful, wonderful God. Well, it's my time to give our inspirational message. And today I want to really focus on these words right here. And it's a funny thing, because it was a commercial of a woman that fell down, and she says these words, "I've fallen and I can't get up." I want to talk a little bit about that on our inspirational today. I've fallen, but I can't get up. Have you ever felt like when you was going through a hardship, grief, financial problem, whatever the circumstances that you ever went through, sometimes it feels like you have fallen but can't get up? Somebody says, it seems like I'm trying to shake this thing, but I seem like I just can't shake it. It seems like the more I try, the more things seem to go worse or go bad for me. I've fallen, but it feels like I can't get up. Well, I want to encourage you on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, as I minister to you this afternoon, to tell somebody that is listening to me by the way of internet radio, and we are coming live. This is not a recording. We are coming live from the studios of a spoken word radio station. Now, I want to encourage you that regardless of how you feel, God tells us something in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4, and it states, "For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you and against your enemies to give you the victory." Well, Pastor, what does that have to do with me feeling like I just can't get up? When you ever get to that point where you feel like you just can't get up from your problem, seem like there's no end to the problem, God offers us hope by saying that the Lord your God is he that goes with you to fight for you against your enemies. Now, he don't just fight for the one that is trying to do you in, but he fights for us every time. For the Bible says, the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. And because God says, if you hold your peace, I will fight your battles. So I want just to encourage you that if you feel like you've fallen and you can't get up, God is saying to you with his arms stretched out, and he's saying that I have never left you. I will be with you, and I will fight for you when you can't fight for yourself. As that song said, give me that joy that I can't explain, that extra peace that will ease my pain. Somebody that is listening to me needs some peace in the mind, peace in the home, peace in your finances, peace because of the turmoil that is going on. God says to you Again, in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4, for the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you and against your enemies. Let me tell you, he tells us too that not only does he fight for us against our enemies, but he said to give you the victory. Now, I done spoke about that this week, about victory. Just remember these words every time you think about the word victory. Remember that God has never planned not any defeat for your life. Let me say that again. When you think about the word victory, I want you to always remember this. I want you to remember that God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, have never planned not one defeat for you in your life. No, when he died on the cross, he gave us the victory. We are winners. We are more than conquerors, the Bible says. And because we got the victory, we know the end result. What is the end result, Pastor Morgan? Even though it feels like I'm falling and I can't get up, God is saying to me, you are still a winner. It doesn't matter how you feel, because a lot of times you ain't going to feel it. But doesn't mean that God ain't there. Doesn't mean that he didn't give you the victory. That's why God says to us, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and the heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Dawn this Friday afternoon, July the 3rd, I say to every one of you that are having problems and situations, God sees your circumstances. He knows the condition that's affecting the way you live. He knows what's going on in your life. Even though he knows what's you're going on in your life, he still says to you, as he says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall deliver them from their sins. God is a deliverer. And then the scripture tells us in that same chapter that his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. God is with you, even though you feel that way. And I'm telling you that there is a way out of how you feel. It is a way out. And guess what he says in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. And I want you to keep this all day in your spirit, on today, on tomorrow, during the 4th of July, and Sunday, until you hear me on Monday. I want you to keep this in your mind. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and blessing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. My prayer for you, that the spirit of hope will be upon you, that his joy, his peace will be upon you, even in the circumstances, that situation that you're going through. Remember that just because it seemed like nothing is happening, you know, I'm often reminded of, and most of the times I tell this on the radio, is oftentimes I'm reminded of the man that was, they call it the footprints in the sand. And they said this man, and I might not quote it exactly the way it says, but you'll get the point of what I'm trying to say. The man that was walking beside the beach, he noticed when he was walking a set of footprints. Now notice something. He wasn't going through nothing, but he noticed as he walked beside the beach, he noticed a set of footprints. And then The poem goes on by saying, one day, this same man experienced one of the most horrible times in his life. And I'm pretty sure he probably felt the same way. I'm falling and I can't get up. And this man, when he looks back during the most horrible times in his life, hardest trials, the grief that he was going through, sorrow that he was going through, the pain that he was going through, when he looked back, he saw no footprints walking with him. This made this man very upset. And I'm pretty sure we all would have felt that way. Because, number one, the man felt like when he wasn't going through nothing, he saw the footprints. And now that he's going through one of the most horrible times in his life and going through, if I may say, a whole lot of hell, where he's saying, almost like Job. The Bible said Job cursed the day he was born. He wished he wasn't living. He done lost, Job lost everything he had. He lost his kids. He lost, because the scripture said he was a wealthy man. He lost all of his wealth. His friends was trying to encourage him, but they thought he did something wrong. His wife said, won't you cuss God and die? And before then, Job became sick in pain. So I can imagine maybe the man that was walking beside the beach that didn't see that set of footprints, like many of you. You know, when you ain't going through nothing, you see all your friends. But when you're going through something, you don't see nobody. And sometimes you start wondering, what happened to all my friends? What happened to all the people that claim that they'll be there for me, and now nobody's there? Well, this man that was walking beside the beach, he experienced that same thing. Being all by himself, so he thought. So he asked the Lord, why is it that when I wasn't going through nothing, I saw the footprints and you walking with me, and now that I'm going through one of the most horrible times in my life, I don't see you walking with me. According to the poem, it says, the Lord said to him, my child, when you didn't see the set of footprints, it wasn't because I wasn't walking with you. It was because I was carrying you. Oh, it feels a whole lot more better for somebody to carry you than to walk with you. So what are you saying, Pastor Morgan? I'm saying to every one of you that feels like they have fallen and they can't get up, this is your day to get up. From wherever you've been out of that depression, today is your day to get up out of that sickness and disease, because the Bible tells us in Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon us, and with his stripes, we are healed. And I decree over your life that you're going to get up. And if you feel like you're falling and you can't get up and you're discouraged, today I want you to be encouraged. Today will be your last day feeling that you've fallen and you can't get up. Sometimes good things happen to good people. And sometimes bad things happen to good people. Somebody say, I wonder why all the good people have to go through things and the people that are bad, that's the ones should be going through it. Well, the Bible says many are the afflictions. We all going to have problems. But you got to remember who your help comes from. And I want to encourage you to open up your heart and invite God into your situation. See, God want to give you that joy that you can't explain, that extra peace that ease your pain. God want to give you and bring you out of that problem and situation and give you joy in the midst of your sorrow, in the midst of your financial difficulties. and your family problems or whatever you're going through. But what we need to do, we got to humble ourselves. Ask God to step into your circumstances and bring change. I pray that this word that I have given to you this afternoon has caused you to turn the saying around. I've fallen, but now I can get back up again. Get up from where you're at, my brother and my sister. I speak a spirit of encouragement upon you, and this is my prayer for you. Father, I pray for every person that feels like they've fallen and they can't get up. Lord, I pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the yoke destroying, the burden removing power of God would rest upon them. I bind the spirit of depression. I bind the spirit of suicide. I bind that spirit that caused them to be discouraged. And I release upon them right now, in the name of Jesus, your anointing to break the yoke of bondages of discouragement off of them. And Lord, let them know that you have not forgotten them, and the best is yet to come. Those that are going through sickness and disease, God, touch them and minister to them. God, I decree and I declare healing to flow through that body right now. I command pain to go right now in Jesus' name. God, I command sickness and disease to be healed right now in Jesus' name. God, I pray those that are going through financially, you are our Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees and the one who shall provide. Touch them and minister to them. God, I pray that you would release the finances for them and every person that will come in agreement with me. For you said if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, you said that you would do it for them. And God, I touch and I agree with them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. I pray that what I have said on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show on our inspirational message has encouraged you. Get up now. You're healed, you're delivered, you're set free in Jesus' mighty name.
Blessings and glory,
and honor.
Yes, I just want to thank you for all you've done for me. You know, the scripture tells us in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 18th verse, it says, in everything give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. You know, often I tell people anybody can praise God when they get $10,000, $50,000, you got a lot of money in the bank. You know, anybody can praise God, you know, when things are going good. But I tell you what, when your back is against the wall and you don't see your way out, when you just say, Lord, I just want to thank you. You know, sometimes that's what we need to do. Even in the midst of what you're going through, tell him thank you. Because, you know, they used to play a song for me when I would come into South Carolina. My dear friend, Pat Blaster, she used to say, don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. Hey, glory. And that's what you got to do. You got to shout before he give it to you. You know why? Because we already know, as I said, the end result is we already got the victory. And we are winners according to the word of God. Well, my time is almost up here. And I want to dedicate this last song to you before I get out of here. And I pray that you join me tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the morning for our 4th of July celebration as we celebrate our independence. And I want to say independence in knowing who Jesus is. Let me tell you something. It's good to know who he is. They used to have a song that said, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Well, again, I thank you for listening to us, and I want to thank you, and I pray that you would tell others about our radio show. Our goal for this radio ministry is to reach people around the world with the gospel of the kingdom of God, to win them to Jesus, and to encourage those that are going through and let them know that God is the only one that can bring you out and bring you out well, and that he's well qualified to bring you out of the circumstances and your situation. And so I want to thank God again for every one of you that's been listening to us. Now, next week, we will be having a few people coming on, and I love for you to call into the radio station. Now, there are some times, you know, when we ask you to call in and you get a good testimony, make sure it's a good testimony. You can call us at 516-666-9901. I'll put you on live, and me and you will talk a little bit and about the testimony. We want to hear that testimony. If this program, this radio show, have been a blessing to you, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you want to get to know him as your Lord and Savior, we are here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. Now, our prayer line is open to pray for you. The telephone number, if you want to call for prayer, is 803-317-4457, 803-317-4457. We are here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. And let me tell you, God is able to do all things. Well, I want to leave you with this last song, and this is my prayer for you and your family. May God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the morning. God bless. Have a great afternoon. And remember, if you feel that you've fallen and you can't get up, God is getting ready to lift you up. This is your last day of being down. God is getting ready to lift you up. God bless.
Everybody, come on, put your hand out there. Make some noise. Pipe it up.
Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station.